Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and welcome to this Word of Grace broadcast here on CJMQ. This program is brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. My name is Nigel Parker, and I am the minister of the congregation. Welcome to you, whatever your church connection, and whether you have a church connection or not. This weekend is the weekend of Canadian Thanksgiving, and so our reflections today pick up on the themes of harvest. To begin with, a reading from Psalm 26, a psalm written against the background of harvest. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. And then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears shall reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Our first musical item.
Storms
So let us turn to God in prayer. God of all creation, in this season of thanksgiving for the harvests of the earth, we are struck by the beauties of autumn. Leaves in bright colours, birds flying south in formation, fields ripe with produce. Such beauty speaks of your goodness, your desire to provide what each beloved creature needs. And so, listening together this day, we ask that you renew our sense of thanksgiving for what you give to us in the fruitfulness of creation, and especially in Jesus Christ, who teaches us how to walk wisely on the earth that you made. For all your good gifts, we honour you with thanks and praise, now and always. God of our lives, when we give thanks for your abundance gifts around us, we know that we enjoy an abundance many cannot even imagine. Yet we confess that we do not always see the blessings in which we share. We worry about the future, if we can recover from the pandemic, whether we will have enough for our families to flourish. Forgive our fears of going without, and our failure to be grateful for how much goodness is already ours. Let us be at peace this day. Jesus, our High Priest, knows the temptations of the human heart, and from the throne of grace he offers us mercy in our weakness. His strength renews us in faithfulness. Thanks be to God. I wonder what images fill your head and your heart at this time of year. Here's a few that I found. Bright red and burnt orange leaves, harvest festivals, Halloween, warm cider cocktails, pumpkin spice and everything nice. You'll have a few others yourselves. Over the years, the cool but vibrant season of autumn has inspired many wordsmiths to wax poetic about its unreal beauty. Here's one poem that I've chosen, written by John Clare, a romantic poet of the 19th century, and it speaks of autumn rain running off the hills, grass dried up and dead, but hilltops burning, as it were, with autumn leaves and mellow sunsets. The thistledown's flying, though the winds are all still, on the green grass now lying, now mounting the hill. The spring from the fountain now boils like a pot, through stones past the counting it bubbles red hot. The ground parched and cracked is like overbaked bread, the greensward all racked is bent, dried up and dead. The fallow fields glitter like water indeed, and gossamers twitter, flung from weed unto weed. Hilltops like hot iron glitter bright in the sun, and the rivers we're eyeing burn to gold as they run. Burning hot is the ground, liquid gold is in the air. Whoever looks round sees eternity there. Rich images, I'm sure you'd agree, but I love the way that at the end the poet points us to something beyond what we can see and touch, to the sense of eternity. In the conviction that God is shown in the turning of the seasons, we will turn to read from the scriptures. But first, another musical item. Thank you. A reading from Joel, chapter 2, at verse 21. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their branches. Be glad, people of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains because he is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarms, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat and until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. Amen. When I was out recently traveling towards Coaticook, I passed through orchard territory, and even the road signs warned the drivers, you are now in apple country. It was just a warning that agricultural vehicles were on the road. In this season of harvest, our baskets are full, rounded with fragrant apples and heaped with winter squashes. When we look at the wonderful variety of fruit and vegetables that we can grow, we find ourselves saying, thank you, Lord. Stacks of pumpkins gathered on doorsteps, ready for pie and for Halloween. Does it prompt you to say, thank you, God? Maple leaves turning red and gold, and the sky at sunset joining in the illuminations. Gazing across to the landscape, to Mount Orford or beyond, do you find yourself with a word of thankfulness on your lips, even if maybe you don't find yourself having a relationship with the God who made himself known in Jesus? Perhaps when you're out in the supermarkets, the steel shopping carts clattering across the parking lot, plastic bags whipping in the wind, how do we even name such abundance? Are these commodities, natural resources, ecosystem services, says the jargon? In the indigenous worldview and the Christian one, we call this abundance gifts. And we are showered every day with the gifts of the earth, air to breathe, fresh water, the companionship of geese and maples and food. And so at Thanksgiving, we take the time to remember that these are not just resources, they are gifts. Very early on in the Bible, we read about the creation of the world and the creation of all that we see. And in the first chapter of the Bible, we read this: God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. God made everything good, including the most amazing and intricate part of his creation, and that's you and me. Each of us fearfully and wonderfully made, and for many, but not all, that design is enough to convince us that we are not accidents of circumstance. God made us good, God made us to do good, and we rejoice at harvest time at the good things that human beings do in cultivating the land, but also hurt those who create a harvest in other ways, a harvest of care by working in health settings, a harvest of information working in data processes, a harvest of communication working in the media, a harvest of knowledge working in academia and in education. We recognize the gift of God in the harvest and the gift of God to our human race. But what a mess we humans have made of God's beautiful world. Pollution, forests wiped out, species of animals extinct because of human actions, a dangerously thin ozone layer, and hundreds of years of warfare still continuing today. What a mess we've made of God's beautiful world. Yet we rejoice that in spite of our sin, God's grace keeps on going. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great mercy and love. We'll think more of these things, but first, another musical item. That passage from the book of Joel spoke of the harvest of good things, but it went on to talk about the bad things. And in the book of Joel, the harvest had been devastated by a horde of locusts, insects that had devoured the growth. The harvest had been destroyed. How could they give thanks? And still in these days, last year in East Africa, simultaneous to the COVID-19 pandemic, locust swarms, primarily of desert locusts, were threatening agricultural production pasture in 23 countries and currently affected 9 countries in the East African region, 11 from North Africa and the Middle East, and 3 countries from South Asia, all threatened by locusts. The current locust swarm became endemic in Africa, and alongside the COVID-19 pandemic, it's a disaster with a cascading risk. In spite of this, how shall we give thanks? In time past, Israel was invaded by foreign armies, and the way that the armies exploited all the good things of the land meant that they came to be seen as locusts in themselves. Locusts became an image for the invading armies coming and devouring the land and taking the crops. Which makes me wonder, what's your invading locust? What's devouring your hope and your future? Is it the uncertainty of unemployment? Is it the fear of supplies of goods drying up? The fear of not seeing and maintaining relationships with loved ones? Is it your fear of the future? Perhaps even fear of death? What's eating up your hope and your harvest? What's eating up the time you spend on faith? Is your quiet time of prayer being turned into binge-watching television shows on a soft couch? Is it time spent in scriptures being eaten up by social media feeds on shiny new devices? Our minds, perhaps, which used to have a spiritual focus, begin to be consumed with how to find greater and greater personal peace and affluence. What's your locust? Joel's book brings us a promise of hope. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarms, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be ashamed. At Thanksgiving time, we can be directed back in thankfulness to the God who has blessed us with the gifts we have. And we're reminded of his enduring goodness, and in him and his Son, Jesus Christ, we find a future. There is a worship song. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Now let the weak say we are strong. Let the poor say we are rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. It was written by a man who himself was going through a bad harvest when the locusts had eaten up his life. He had trouble finding work after graduating from university. He suffered from a degenerative condition that left him legally blind. And yet still he could say, give thanks. Give thanks because God sent Jesus into the world to show us that he, our God, is willing to die for us, to reconcile us to himself, to bring about a harvest of righteousness in our lives. God loves us and loves his world that much. That is good news. Let us give thanks. Another musical item.
Let us praise his name abroad, for of gods he is the God, for his mercies I adore.
Let us pray. Our kind and generous God, on this Thanksgiving weekend, we pause to give you thanks for all those things, both great and small, those moments of wonder and those ordinary exchanges which fill our lives with meaning and offer us a sense of well-being. Merciful and gracious God, as we give thanks for the harvest of the earth and its goodness, show us how to live respectfully in creation and to protect all that is precious to you. In a year when harvesting has been disappointing in many places, show us how to share what has been produced so that no one goes hungry. Just and generous God, we pray for the good of your world and the common good in our community. And where there's hostility between peoples or nations, or even within peoples and nations, inspire leaders to show wisdom and courage in decision-making. We pray for areas hard hit by flood, storm, fire, or earthquake, and for all those struggling with the impact of the pandemic. May neighbors with resources maintain generosity and compassion for the long work of reconstructing lives and livelihoods. Healing and generous God, we pray for all those facing health challenges or difficult times for any reasons, for those who feel that their lives are being swallowed up, as it were, by a plague of locusts, for family and friends and churches under stress or in sorrow, and we name situations before you now. Give us patience and understanding as we draw near to them and help us to reach out with compassion. Lord, in Jesus Christ, we have met your generous love and mercy. Through our lives and by our prayers, reveal his love and mercy in this generation. For it is in his name that we offer this prayer and join together in certain words he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.